Hello, today we're going to be talking about the heart of worship. The definition of worship is to honor with religious rites. We can worship in so many different ways. We can worship out loud. We can worship to ourselves. We can worship with others. Just in so many different ways. Me, myself, I used to worship. I'm in church as a child. Go to church every Sunday. And as a child, I went to church because I went to church with my parents. Sunday school, church, other churches after church. Was always in church. When I grew up, I still was in church. And as I got older, I felt like I was called from God into the ministry, which was an honor because I love to spread God's word and I love to help people. And I love to worship. I love to worship in song. I love to worship in spreading his word. And again, like I said, I love to help people. And I mean, it's just so many different ways to worship. And in Psalms 95 and 1, it says, "Come, let us sing for the joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation." I mean, just make a joyful noise to the Lord. Just talk. Sometimes I just talk out loud to the Lord. I give the Lord his word back just during the day. When I'm at home by myself, I pray. I just talk. I just thank the Lord for everything that he's done for me, what he's brought me through, what he's brought my family through. When Satan thought that he had my children's life, when he thought he had, you know, taken them from me, and God stepped in and saved my children's life. When he thought that he had other family members and God stepped in and saved them. When Satan thought he had took my mind and God stepped in and he didn't allow Satan to do that. God is a just God. God does not break promises. If God said he's going to do it, he does it. And so that's why I worship God, to thank him for all that he does for me and continues to do for me daily. So that's why I want to have a heart to worship him daily. You know, I just can't thank him enough, you know. So, you know, I try to set aside a time every day to pray. Sometimes I just automatically wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Lately I've been getting up with a young lady that I knew as a child, and she's on her way to work sometime, and she gets on Facebook Live, and she, when she gets to work, she has prayer, and I've been getting up with her in prayer, and, you know, I fast and pray, and that's my time with God. And, you know, when you fast, you know, you are really, really getting close to God. And sometimes you gotta shut yourself off from the world and just pray about situations. You know, just get close to God, you know, and, you know, just block out everything. Because sometimes when you worship, and sometimes your mind just wanders off to what you're gonna do later, what you're gonna have for dinner, you know, just everything else just come across your mind, and you're not free to worship with God because you're thinking about everything else that you could be doing, that you want to be doing. And, you know, when you're in church, I know as a child I used to watch the clock, you know, how much longer we're gonna be in here, when are we gonna get out, you know. But now, after I got older, I realized after you preach, or you're preaching, or you're talking to your congregation, usually after 20 minutes of talking, you done lost the congregation. They don't know what you're talking about. You've lost them, you know. So it doesn't take long to get your point across. And you give them your scriptures where they can go home later and read, and, you know, read during the week. Tell them what God gave you. Don't stand up there and give them a lot of stuff from you. Give them what God gave you to give them. So on today, I just wanted to share a little bit with you. And in your spare time, you can read Psalms 95 and just see what what it's talking about. And the book of Psalms is just awesome. Just an awesome book to read anyway. It just brings you peace when you need it. So I'm going to leave you with Psalms 95:3. And that is, for the Lord is the great God, the King above all gods. Be blessed and have a wonderful night. Hello, today we're going to be talking about the heart of worship. The definition of worship is to honor with religious rites. We can worship in so many different ways. We can worship out loud. We can worship to ourselves. We can worship with others. Just in so many different ways. Me, myself, I used to worship. I'm in church as a child. Go to church every Sunday. And as a child, I went to church because I went to church with my parents. Sunday school, church, other churches after church. Was always in church. When I grew up, I still was in church. And as I got older, I felt like I was called from God into the ministry, which was an honor because I love to spread God's word and I love to help people. And I love to worship. I love to worship in song. I love to worship in spreading his word. And again, like I said, I love to help people. And I mean, it's just so many different ways to worship. And in Psalms 95:1, it says, come, let us sing for the joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. I mean, just make a joyful noise to the Lord. Just talk. Sometimes I just talk out loud to the Lord. I give the Lord his word back just during the day. When I'm at home by myself, I pray. I just talk. I just thank the Lord for everything that he's done for me, what he's brought me through, what he's brought my family through. When Satan thought that he had my children's life, when he thought he had, you know, taken them from me, and God stepped in and saved my children's life. When he thought that he had other family members, and God stepped in and saved them. When Satan thought he had took my mind, and God stepped in and he didn't allow Satan to do that. God is a just God. God does not break promises. If God said he's going to do it, he does it. And so that's why I worship God, to thank him for all that he does for me and continues to do for me daily. So that's why I want to have a heart to worship him daily. You know, I just can't thank him enough, you know. So, you know, I try to set aside a time every day to pray. Sometimes I just automatically wake up at 5:00 in the morning. Lately I've been getting up with a young lady that I knew as a child, and she's on her way to work sometime, and she gets on Facebook Live, and she, when she gets to work, she has prayer, and I've been getting up with her in prayer, and, you know, I fast and pray, and that's my time with God. And, you know, when you fast, you know, you are really, really getting close to God. And sometimes you got to shut yourself off from the world and just pray about situations, you know, just get close to God, you know, and, you know, just block out everything. Because sometimes when you worship, and sometimes your mind just wanders off to what you're going to do later, what you're going to have for dinner, you know, just everything else just come across your mind, and you're not free to worship with God because you're thinking about everything else that you could be doing, that you want to be doing. And, you know, when you're in church, I know as a child, I used to watch the clock, you know, how much longer we're going to be in here? When are we going to get out? You know, but now after I got older, I realized after you preach or you're preaching or you're talking to your congregation, usually after 20 minutes of talking, you done lost the congregation. They don't know what you're talking about. You've lost them, you know. So it doesn't take long to get your point across, and you give them your scriptures where they can go home later and read, and, you know, read during the week. Tell them what God gave you. Don't stand up there and give them a lot of stuff from you. Give them what God gave you to give them. So on today, I just wanted to share a little bit with you. And in your spare time, you can read Psalms 95 and just see what what it's talking about. And the book of Psalms is just awesome. Just an awesome book to read anyway. It just brings you peace when you need it. So I'm going to leave you with Psalms 95 and 3. And that is, for the Lord is the great God, the King above all gods. Be blessed and have a wonderful night.